Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Chav Ches, inching closer and closer to the very end of the Masechta, picking up on the very bottom line of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Next part of Mishnah: V'lo shel nashim li'olim pnei kavod. You don't put the women down as they're going to bury them because of kavod. And we spoke at the concept that maybe there'll be dam. Amin ardoy lo shanu. When is it true that we said that we don't go and put it down? Beep. Turn the page. Chav Ches. We don't put it down if Ella Chaya, a woman who just gave birth. In other words, she died during childbirth. Rashi Shemesa Machmas Vlad, she shofas, and for she has blood that's coming out. Aval Shar Nashim Minichem Midu, we put down other women, not a problem. And Elazar Ami says, no, Afilu Shar Nashim, we don't put down. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, by Miriam. By Thomas Shum Miriam, but to cover Shum. And Miriam died there, and they buried her there. Samach Lemisa Kfur, which means right after she died, they ended up burying her. Right? Nothing new with childbirth, and yet still we did it as soon as possible. Another idea about Miriam, Barbara Belazar. Af Miriam bin Nishika Mesa, she died through Nishika, through getting the kiss of death. As we know, only a few people died like that, and we learn it from Moshe. Asya Sham Shami Moshe. We learn Gzera Shava from Moshe Benu. We put in Ma, Lonem Rabba, Alpi. Why is it that it doesn't say Alpi? By Moshe Abinu, the pasuk says, "Vayomas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem be'eretz Moav al pi Hashem." And by Miriam, when it talks about her, it says, "Vatamas Sham Miriam." That Miriam died, v'tikavah she got buried. Doesn't say al pi. Why doesn't it say that? Mipnei she ginaya davar l'omer. It's a ginaya to go and speak like that. Amar Rav Yami, Lomen Esbcha Mises Miriam l'Parshas Paraduma. Why do we have the Parsha Paraduma right next to Mises Miriam? Lomen Chad to tell you ma Paradum mechaper. It's just like the Paradum is mechaper. It atones. So too, af misas is just tzaddikim mechaperes, the death of tzaddikim is mechaper. Rashi, Tosos explains, ma paradum mechaperes, perish al maisa egel. It's coming to mechaper the maisa egel. So too, misas of the tzaddikim, it also comes in as a tone. So we see a similar idea. Amar Belazar, lamed itzmecha misas iron lebig de kahuna. Why is he compared to, why is there a connection between that and the big de kahuna? To teach you, ma big de kahuna mechaper, just like the clothing of the kohen. So to the death of the tzaddikim, it is mechaper. This is a gemaras we're going to have much later on. They'll talk about all the different parts of the begadim that go in mechaper. Ah, Lublin strikes again. This week's parsha tetzava, all the big day kahuna. Okay, now Tana Rabbanan, all different types of death and what it, you know, how quick it happens and what it's going to be. Tana Rabbanan, mace pitom, someone dies like pitom, like bam, they die like suddenly. Rashi says shalom chala, they weren't sick at all. Zui misa chatufa, it's called the misa chatucha, chatufa, it's like a grabbed misa. Tosos says that he doesn't understand pshat and like what the differences of all these languages are, but anyway, it's called misa chala yom echad, a person was sick for one day and then they died. Zui misa dechufa, that's called dechufa, like dechufa, like it's quick. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer Zoe Misas Magefa. It's called Misa Magefa, like a plague. Shenemar Ben Adam Hineni Lokech Mimchas Machmad Inecha B'Magefa. I'm going to take you in a Magefa. Uksiv, and the pasuk says Vadaber Elam B'Boker V'Tamas Yishti Ba'Erev. That I told this in the morning and they died at night. So what do we see that happens was that like within a day it's considered like a Magefa. Shnei Yamim Meisav, there were 2 days that the person was sick for and then they died. Zoe Misa Dechuya, it's called Dechuya, like it's, again, it's something which is pushed, literally like pushed along, like made quick. Shlosha Ga'ara, if it was 6 days, it's called Ga'ara, like a person gets like Tochacha. Arba Nizifa, so we saw that lesson before. Chamisha Yimisa's Ka'adam, a person was sick for 5 days and they died. That's the norm. That's considered something which is normal. Amar Rav Chanin, says Rav Chanin, Maikara, where we have a pasuk that goes and shows that idea, Hein karvu yomecha lamos, because the pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, your days are coming to die. Hein is chad, karvu is plural, two, trey, yomecha is plural, trey is two, hachamsha, that's five. Hein, chad, how do you know that hein is chad? Shekein v'lshon yavani, Korin l'achas hein, because in Greek, the word hein is chad, is one. Mesu chamisha b'shana, if a person dies when they're 50 years old, zui misa kares, that's called kares. Chamisha m'shtayim shana, 52 years old, zui misa shel shmuel haramasi, that's the misa of shmuel haramasi. This, remember, we learned back in time and stuff, hey, explaining why he had to die early. He asked to die early, so he shouldn't see his Talmud die before him, like Moshe didn't. Shisha, when a person is 60, zui misa b'dei shamayim, it's called misa b'dei shamayim. Okay. I remember such a mikra where we have a pasuk which shows out this idea. It says Tavu bechelach eli ele kaver. You're going to go to the grave when you are reached a mature age. Bechelach mitigamatia shiten have at 60. Shivim seva 70 is considered old age. Shmonim Gevuros, 80 is Gevuros, power, might. Tchsev, you make sure not saying about him, Shivim Shana, the years of a man are 7 years, and Vim Gevuros, and with strength, Shmonim Shana, than 80 years. Amar Rabba, we said that from 50 years old, that's considered Karius, but really, Mechamishim Va'ad Shishim Shana, it's from 50 to 60, Zoe Mises Karius. Vahai, the Lochashiv, the reason why I didn't say 50 to 60, I said 50, Mishim Kvoto Shashmol, or Masik, because the cover of Shmol, that of 52, you shouldn't think that it's through Mises Karius, therefore they said 50, but really it's 50 to 60. Rav Yossi, Ke'av Barshita, when he was 60 years old, Avad Lu Yomatav Lerabanan, he made a party. Amar, he said, Nafki Limi Karius, I have left the getter of Karius. Because it says until 16, I reached that. Amale Abai says, Nidin Afakli Meir, because the Shnane, it's okay, you missed, you're out of Karis for years. Because the Yomi Min Afak, did you leave the Karis from days? In other words, a person can die in a very quick fashion. That's considered like a level of Karis. Amale says, Nikot Lach Mia Pal Gabidach. Listen, I'll take what I can get, half of it at least, because what? At least we got rid of the idea of years, and even if there's still days left, Rashi says that Palga. At least I got out of the year's one. Suddenly, the Rabbanon were in a state of daiga. We were worried. There was a zug, a pair of great people, Demehadayav, from this place called Hadayav. And Lo Shanu Ela Shalo Yigila Gvuros. The only time we should be aware that it's a level of Kares is if a person hadn't reached Gvuros, which is Gvuros 80 years. Avali Gil Gvuros, once you get the Gvuros, Misas Nishika, it's considered Misas Nishika. It's a beautiful death. On my Rava comes a Rav and he says, Chaye Bene Mazone. Life, children, and Mazone, and being sustenance and having cash taken care of. Lobis Chus Itali Milsa. It's not in your schus. It's not something that you got. Ela b'mazel talimasa. It's mazel. Don't think a person lived to a certain age, or I mean, it could also have an impact on the way that you live your life. But if you live an old life, or you get a lot of kids, or you have a lot of cash, don't think necessarily that it's because of the fact that you have such it's on you. Wow. It's a mazel. As we see with two great, great people, the whole rabbi Rav Chisda Tavai Rabbanu Tzadikav, the two of them were great, great tzadikim. Yeah, what do we know? Mar Matzli Basimitra. One would daven for rain would come. Umar Matzli Basimitra. The other one would daven, and also rain would come. They had an amazing ability to go to daven. They were on high levels. Rav Chisda Chaya Tishim V'Tartin Shnin. He lived till 92 years old. Rabbi Chaya Arba'in. He only lived 40 years. Think about that and how much he accomplished. Be Rav Chisda Shitin Hiluli. Rav Chisda, he ended up having 60 weddings that were coming out of his family. And the Tosa says Yesh Mefarshim Lav Dafka, but okay, a lot of weddings. Bei Rabba Shitin Tichli, and they had 60 unfortunate circumstances that went on, 60 like deaths that happened. Bei Rav Chisda Smid LeKabei V'Lo Mitzbai, they had bread that was made out of fine flowers. They would give it to their dogs. That's how much they had left over, and they didn't even need it. Bei Rabba Nahama Desari LeInshei V'Lo Mishtachach. They had barley flour to be able to give, and they didn't give it even to people, and they didn't even have enough of it. So you see that it depends on the mazel, not on the tzidkos of a person. Vamarava, hani talas mili bai kami mishmaya. There are three things that I asked for in Shemayim, three things that I wanted. And tarti yovalu, two of them were given to me. Chadalovi, one was not given to me. The two that were given to me, chuchmasa d'Rav Huna, the wisdom of Rav Huna, v'usrei d'Rav Chisda, the wealth, like usra, like as an osher. Of Rav Chisda, v'yavuli, they gave this to me. This is what I asked for, and they gave it to me. And in v'sanuse, the rabbi bar Rav Huna asked to be as much of an honor as Rav Huna, lo yavuli wasn't given to me. A few unfortunate stories now when people were on their deathbed. Rav Sa'orim Achud the Rava. Rav Sa'orim was a brother of Rava. Havi Yosef came to Rava. He was sitting in front of Rava. Chazi Dava come in Namanim. He thought it was Menamanim. Menamanim is like usually means to doze off, like sleep. Rashi says, Avira means ghosties. He's on his way out. He's dying. Amalei, so Rava asks, he says, Lemeli Mar, the Lolat Siren. Could you please tell Mar? Rashi says, what that means is, he was saying, Lamalacha Mavis, Lola Tsaruri, make sure he doesn't hurt me. Amalei says back to him, Mar Lav Shushbineu, isn't he your buddy? Rash says, the Malacha Mavis, isn't he someone who goes, you know him. So Amalei says back to him, Kevin the Imser Mazla Loashkachbi, since my Mazla is given over, Rash says, Isra Mazle,
I'm in a bad matzav right now. I was given over. It's bad. Therefore, he's not going to listen to me. Amalei. So he says back to him, Lichsi limar. So he said, can you come back to me? And Rashi says, Basimis after death, so I can know what happened. Ischazel, he passed away. And then he came back to him. Amalei, he says to him, Havalei lamar tsaro. So was it painful after? Amalei, he says, Ki rivda de kusilta. It was like rivda de kusilta means when, just like when a person gets a cut, when they would bloodlet. They would blood, chusilta was the type of instrument that was used in order to do bloodletting. So yeah, we heard a little cut. That was about it. Rava, Havi Yosef came to Rav Nachman. Rava was the one sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and Chazia, the commandant, he said he was on his way out. Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, Limali Meir, the Lord Tsaron, could you please tell, the Malchamav is not to hurt me. You know, I didn't want it to hurt. Amalei, he says, Meir, Lav Adam Chashev. Aren't you chashev? Like, you go ahead and you take care of it. Just speak to him. Like, what do you need me for? Rash says, lima limar. You should say it. Amalei says, man chashev, man suffin, man rikia. Who's chashev? Like, who's important? Man suffin, who's on such a level? Who's lifted up? Who's raised up that they could deal with this? The Malcham of us in a matzav when it's already given over to him. So Amalei says to him, lichsi limar, will you come to me afterwards and tell me? His chazel came into him afterwards after he died. And Amalei says, have a limar tzara, do you have pain? Amalei, kemishchal binisa michalba. I felt like taking a hair out of milk. In other words, there was no pain. Vi amar li akadosh baruch hu, zilba hu alma kadhavis. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would say to me, go back down to the world like you were and go through a matzah, this matzah again, you have to die. Lo bina derivish biyusei. I wouldn't want to do such a thing because it's such a pachad. Rashi says the Malcham Avis, the fear of the Malcham Avis is so scary. I don't want to come back down, even though there was no pain in the actual death. Rav Elazar Havika Achel Truma. Once he was eating Truma, and it's Chazili the Malcham Avis came to him. Amalei says Truma Kachil of Alav Kodesh Shikri. Truma is I'm eating Truma and it's Kadosh. So what are you going to do? You're going to make me die. You make me die, but it's going to be Metame. You don't want to Metame it. Chalfalei Shaita. So okay. He passed by that time. He got away with non-murder. Get it? Avsheshes is chazilei b'shuka. Avsheshes, one time the Malcham Avos came to him in the shuk. Amalei, b'shuka, kibahimo, are you going to have to go and kill me in the shuk? Like an animal? Esa l'gabesa. He says, come to my house. Like, why am I going to die over here? Like, come on. Avsheshes chazilei b'shuka. He met him in the shuk. Amalei says to him, Isrich li tlasniyam. Can you just wait? Give me 30 days. In order, Vahadri Lamathamudai, so I can go and shtaig, I can go over, I can chaz my learning, Dam Risu, because they say Asher Mishabalakan, Vitamudabiyado. Fortunate is one who comes here with his learning in his hands. Let me chazar. Malcham Avos was maskim to Mimbiom Tlosinos. So they came on the 30th day. Amalei says, whoa, Maikula Hai, what's going on? What are you rushing over here? You know, it's not the end of the day yet. Leave me alone, right? So he says to him, Kadachki Ragli Dvardasan. He says, nah, yeah, sorry, man, you can't do that. Sorry, Ravashi. But you're pushing off the feet of Barnasan. In other words, Barnasan, it's time for him to go out and take over. And since he's meant to take over, we know Vein Malchus no gas. Like we learned in Mesachus Rosh Hashanah, you can't have that the Malchus of one goes ahead and touch over the Malchus of someone else, even Kamelo Nima is like the breadth of a hair. So I got to take you out. Avchista Lavi Yachale. Avchista, the Malchus of one wasn't able to get him. They couldn't get the guy. The law of Shasak Pumi Megirsa, because he never stopped steiging. He considered learning, and more person when a person's learning, you're steiging away, you're doing it, you're steiging, he can't touch you. Malcham Avos can't touch it. So Salik Yosef Ba'arza Debi Rav, he went, he sat on a tree, on a cedar tree by where they were steiging. Paka Arza Vashasak, it split, it cracked. And then he was quiet. He stopped learning for a second. And then, v'yachalei, he was able to go ahead and get him and kill him. Similarly to Avchir, lo havi matzi l'mikrulei, he wasn't able to get him. He couldn't get the malchus, couldn't kill him. Yom echad idmili kanya, he came to him like an oni. Asa tarif habavi, he stood by his door, knocked on the door. Amalei says, apikli rifta, give me some bread. Apikli, so he gave him bread. Amalei says to him, v'lav kamarache mar anya, don't you have mercy on an oni? So ahu gavra, amai lo kamarache mar. Why wouldn't you go ahead and give mercy for me also? Rashi says, the mispakna lamai silei lamar bahu alma. He wanted to go ahead. He wanted to take him out of the world. He wanted to go ahead. He said, what am I supposed to do? I have a commandment. I have to come. I have to take you out and bring you next world. Galilei achve lishuta denura. And then he appeared himself that Rashi says, v'yoda dahu malacham avas. He didn't know at the stage that he was a malacham avas. But now he appeared to him. He revealed who he was. And he showed himself to be like a rod of fire. And he said, okay, he gave himself over to the Malcham Avos. Now, there's different ways that people go ahead. Oh, sorry. Beep, turn the page. There are different ways that people do mourning and do avelus and different ways that they would behave. They would be crying and they'd be wailing and they'd be banging and they'd be stomping and they'd be hitting and all this different stuff that goes on, as we mentioned a little bit. Now the Mishnah goes on and tells us how we go and deal on Chol HaMoed. Nashim b'moed ma'anus. On Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to do ma'anu. We're going to explain what that means. Aval lo metapchos, they're not allowed to go ahead, and they're not allowed to clap. You can't clap their hands. Rabbi Shmuel Amri says, hasmuchos l'mitzvah metapchos. Those are close to the bed. If they're next to the body, then they can even clap. Clap means like they're clapping their hands in a way of mourning. Baroshi Chodashim Chanukah b'Purim ma'anus u'metapchos. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim. You're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to, and this is not Chol HaMoed. Right, so they have any sort of issues of a malacha and whatnot, you're allowed to go ahead and you can ma'anos umetapchos. You're allowed to do both of these things. Bazel vazel lo mekonos. On both of them, you're not mekonain. They wouldn't do this type of kinos where they would like say certain ideas. And again, that's like intense form of mourning. Nikbar mace lo ma'anos lo metapchos. If the body, once it was buried, they can't do either of these things. This is going back and even Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, and obviously going to Chol HaMoed also. Ezo Ine, what's considered Ine? Shekulon Onos Ke'achos. All of them go and they do some sort of wailing together. Kina, what's Kina? Sheachos Deber, Shekulon Onos Ke'achos, that one leads it and then they do it responsively. Shneimer, the pasuk says, V'lemeidna b'noseichem nehi v'yishu rusa Kina. Teach your daughters how to mourn, and each woman would do like a Kina to her friend. So they would go ahead and they would do this responsively. Aval la'asid lavo hu omer. What does it say in the future? What's going to happen? Bila mavas ha'netzach macha Hashem alukim dima me'al kol panim. Hashem will eliminate death forever and Hashem will erase all the tears from all of the faces. Be'ezer Hashem yizbarach b'karov amen. Zakta Gemara, what would they say? My Amen, what kind of eulogies would they say? Amarav, Vaila Uzla, Vaila Chavila. Woe to the journey and woe to the Chavila, to the bundle they have to pay back. This journey, he's gone and he's on his way, he's not coming back. And the Chavila that he has to go and pay back, he's got to give back his neshama. Now we're going to see a whole series of different ideas that were said. Amarav, Rava says, Neshed Dish Chansiv Amran Hachi. They would say the following, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila, like we just said. Va Amarav, and Dish Chansiv, I don't know how to say his word. Amar, they would also say, Shchansiv, they say, Good Garma Mikacha, Venim Teimaya Lantiche. Rashi explains, Naflu Elechayim, the jaw, the cheeks, the area of the teeth, it falls. And Namti Mayelam Tichi Klomer Hadri Mayelam Afreya Klapi Lamayla. The water, instead of going down, normal, it goes up. The death is what happens. Things are out of whack. Vamarava, they say, Neshe the Shechansiv Amr, and they said the following, Atuf Chasuture Dvarame Uvar Ravavehu. Masor Sashas explains what this means is, it's like people say to the mountains, it's atfu v'yaskasu b'malbushim, na'im, get yourself dressed up in nice clothing, because this person who's coming, Ben Gedolim, who is a Ben Gedolim, the children of Gedolim, is a great person. V'amar Rav, Rav says, Neshed Shchansev, V'amar they said, Shiel Itztila D'melosa, V'archorin D'shlimu Zvadei. Rashi explains what this means is Klomer Yafe means to say Yafe Misa Kemalbushal Melas. Misa for this person was good as wearing silk. The Shlimu Zavdei means Shakolulo Mizona Sav Shuani. He didn't have any money left. He lost all his money because he was Ani. So it ended up being that getting, you know, going to the grave, the coffin, was something which is something positive for him at this stage. Vamarava says that it was better for him. It worked out better. Vamarava, Neshe the Shchansi Vamar, they said, Rahit Venafil Amabra Vizufta Yosef. He runs and falls, and at the crossing, he ends up borrowing. Right? The Mefarshim explain what this means is that he was busy doing business his life, and then he lost, he fell, meaning he fell on the matzah, which wasn't so good for him. And now, as he crosses over the Mabra, he crosses this Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, he's borrowing to even pay for that which he can wear now for his first Tachrichim. Vamarava, Shedish Chansavam, they said, Achana tagre azavzage mibdiku. Achana is like a brother, our brothers, tagre, people that are merchants. Azavzage mibdiku means, Rashi explains, azavzage means kinea, means their nests. You know, like your treasure chest, meaning where they keep their money, it's going to be examined, it's going to be checked. So when a person goes and they die, they're going to go and check to make sure that they did things properly, they did their business right. He said, Mosa ki Mosa umarin chibulaya. Mosa ki Mosa means that what one death is like another death, but umarin chibulaya, when it comes to marin, how bad it is, the actual yisurin is a mafarshim spell out over here, that already, you don't know what's going on. In other words, that stuff goes, that's internal stuff that's happening over here. It's a yisurin himba bias. Yisurin, these are the things that are in the inside, they don't really know what's going on. Others explain that it means the lashon of ribis, that you have to pay the interest on what you messed up with. That's you have to pay. That's something that has to be dealt with. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, period. Okay, those are the bunch of different things that these women of Shchansev used to say. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. How your Mary used to say, Tov lelechas abis evil, better, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Kohelet, sorry. That tov lelech zavis elu milech zavis emish. It's better to go to house of mourners, go to house of a party. Ad vechayit en alibo. Until, because the live person will go and place it into the heart. Devarim shalmisa. Now, what does it mean when it says that there's a place to the heart? It means devarim shalmisa, ideas about death. The yispod yispidune. If someone goes out and there maspid someone, they themselves will be maspicized. Other people are going to go and give them a hespit. The yikbar yikberune. If someone goes and they bury people, they themselves will get buried. The yitan yitanune. If he goes and he carries someone who passed away, they are going to be yitanune. They're going to be they'll carry him. The yidal yidlune. If one, someone who lifts someone up. Yeah, it lifts up for somebody else, they're going to lift themselves for him. Meaning to say that he lifts up his voice, Rashi says, Klamar Magbiyah and Behespid, Lemisha Magbiyah, Kolo Lehespid Achim. Those who maspid others, they themselves are going to be maspid. Vikhtarim, some say, Delo Yidal Yadlune, someone who doesn't raise himself up, they're going to raise for him. In other words, they go ahead in a way that they don't go and act in a way that they have to go and talk, but they just go quietly. The same as the pasuk says, they go there, they're quiet, and then they're going to be people are going to maspid them. Kitov like the chsev, kitov amr lecha aleihena. It's better that it be said to you, come up here.
Tanu Rabbanan, kishemesu banav shel Rabbi Yishmael. When the children and the sons of Rabbi Yishmael passed away, nichlusu arba zakenim l'nachem. Four zakenim came to be benachem. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Lozav ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon spoke up and he said, "Du, you guys should know that shechacham gadol hu baki ba'agados. That he's a great person and he was a baki in agados. Al yikanis echad mikem l'toch divrei chavero." You shouldn't have that one of you goes into the words of his friend. So each one say your own shtickle and don't go into somebody else's words. Different ways of understanding this. Some of Farshim explained that what it means is that if you each one is giving a different answer and they're not going to somebody, a different statement, then each one is going to come and give him a shtickle nechama. And so don't say something different. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said, Va'ani achron. Akiva said, I'll speak last. I'm going to talk up last. Because, as Mefarshim explained, that I'm not worried that I'll come up with something new in case you guys said something. Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar, so Rabbi Shmuel started up and he said the following. This is the one who was the Avel. He said, Rabu Avonosav, his sins, his Averus are a lot. Tchfu of a love. 3, 2, 1... Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar, Rabbi Shmuel started speaking and he said, meaning of himself, he was the Avel, says, Rabu v'Nosav, his sins are great, speaking about himself. Tachvu Avalov, his Avel came one on top of the other. Hitshriach Rabosav, Pamishona Ushnia. He was Matriach, his rabbis, the first time and a second time. Rashi says, Sheboyin Lanachamo, because they're coming to now, go ahead and be Menachem him. Not Rabbi Tarfon v'Amar, Rabbi Tarfon, he answered up and he spoke and he said, Va'achichem kol beis Yisrael yifku es asreifa.
This is referencing the tragic story of Nadav and Avihu, that they went ahead and they brought a strange fire that they shouldn't have brought. And yet what happened, you say, all of Bnei Yisrael, V'chichem kol Bnei Yisrael, Yivko as a Sreifa, they should cry over their Sreifa, V'alodvarim Kavachomer. Now, isn't it Kavachomer? Uman Nadav V'Avihu, Shaloh Asur Ela Mitzahachas, they only did one mitzvah, meaning the one mitzvah that they did was in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, they did tons of mitzvahs. But the Chsiv, V'yikrivu Bnei Aaron is Adam Elav, that Aaron, the children of Aaron brought the dam, they brought the blood
from the Karbonis to Aaron in order to go and put on the Mizbech. So they did that mitzvah in Kach. They got honored with such a amazing thing that Hashem said that everyone should go out and mourn for them. That was something that was done right before they ended up dying. So Barav Shavu Yishmal, Al-Chaskam V'Kam, the children of Rabbi Yishmal, who clearly did many, many mitzvahs that helped out Klal Yithroel and the greatest people, so that, of course, we should go out and we should mourn for them. Nana Rabbi Yossi Aglili V'Amad, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he started to speak. He said, V'Sabtu Lo Kol Yisrael V'Kavru Oso, that all of B'nai Yisrael, they were subtu, they were in a state of mourning, and they were mourning over him, and they came to bury him. This is another tragic story in Jewish history, where Yeravam, who was not exactly the greatest king for the Jewish people, he didn't let people get involved in doing mitzvos with Hashem, and Aliyah L'Regel, and Shtikl, and you know, being involved with Teda and mitzvos. So what happened? They were involved with Avodah Zarah big time. And there was a Navi at the time, Achiu, who said that everyone's going to die and it's going to be really bad for them. And they're going to, it's going to be, just going to be really bad, ultimately. But Avio, who is the son of Yeravam, he's going to have a beautiful burial. Everything's going to work out nice for him because of something that he did. Now, what was it? He only did one good thing. The Pasuk says, the Chassid Beit says, Yan Nimsabo Davar Tov, about the good thing that we found in him. Kach, this is what happened to him, that he got honored with his burial. Then Banav Shir Rabbi Yishmael, Achas Kama V'Kama, the children of Rabbi Yishmael, Achas Kama V'Kama, they did so many good things. Of course it should happen. And my Davar Tov, what was a good thing that Avi, the son of Yeravam, did? Rav Zeira, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. Chan Amar, one of them says, Shabita Mishmar Tov Alil Regal. One of them says that he was Mevatel, the Mishmeres, and he went to go to the Alil Regal, because Yeravam, he stopped people, he set up guards, and he didn't let people go to do Ola, to be Ola L'Regel. So one opinion says that he stopped guarding in order for him to do Ola L'Regel. The Chadam and Raman says Shabito Pardosios, that they stopped ultimately the actual stopping. He moved the blockade so the Jewish people could actually go. Shalshav Yoravim Aviv al Drachim Shol Yalu Yisrael Lemegel Yoravim. He put up these things in order to stop them from going, and he removed them in order that the Jewish people should be able to go and make their way there. Nana Rabbi Elizabeth Azayavomer, he spoke up and he said, "B'shalom Tomus Misrifos Misrifos Avasecha Malachim Arishonim Ashoyil Fanecha Kain Yisruulach." Meaning, you will die peacefully. He's just talking about Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. You will die peacefully, and like the burnings performed for your ancestors, the earlier kings who came before, so will they burn for you. And it ends off the pasuk saying, and they're going to go and they're going to mourn for you, and it's going to be, they're going to say, oy vey. Now, v'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, isn't it kal v'chomer? Umat tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda shelo aseh ela mitzvah achas. He only did one mitzvah. Again, the mepharshim say, of course, he did many, many mitzvahs, but there's one particular mitzvah towards the end that he ended up getting something. Sheher le Yirmiyah min atit. He took Yirmiyah out of the mud, because when he was going in, Yirmiyah was prophesizing that what's going to happen is Klai Yisrael going down hard. They weren't happy with that, so they threw him in a pit. He found out about it, and he went and saved them. Kach, and this is what happened to him, that he got rewarded, that he had such a funeral. The Banav Shel Rabbi Yishmael, Achas Kam V'Kam, how much more so that they should get something. Not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva got up, and he started to say, Bayomahu Yigdal Hamispeid, Birushalayim Kimisid Hadad Rimon Bebikas Migidon. This should sound familiar because we've had this before. Right in the beginning of Maseches Megillah and Daf Gimel, right? So it says, on that day, Yigdal Mispid Yerushalayim, there's such a big hesped in Yerushalayim, like the hesped of Hadad Rimon in the Bikas Megidon. Now, the Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ilmali Targum or the High Kora, Allah Havi Yodanamai Kamar. If not for the Targum, this, we have no idea what in the world it's talking about, because this never existed. There was never such a thing of a person at Hadad Rimon who was in this place of Megidon. So what are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Ba'idana Hu Yiske Mispid Yerushalayim. Explains on that day there's going to be a big mourning in Yerushalayim. Kemispada da achav bar Umri, de katal yosei adad yimon bar tavrimon, like the hesped of Achav of Omri, who was bar Omri, de katal killed adad yimon bar tavrimon. It was killed by adad yimon, and like another hesped also. U kemispada Yoshia bar Amon, de katal yosei paro chagira bikas migido, who ended up getting killed, in this area. Saw this in Tainus and the Chav Beis, the story with Paro Neko that ended up getting killed in a very gruesome way. In any event, so he goes and he finishes off. It's not a kavachomer. Uma ach of Melch Yisrael shalosa elad davar echad tov. He only did one good thing. The sliva Melch Haya ma'amar the bemerkava nochacharam. That the pasuk says the king was in his chariot by the place of Aram and Kach, and this is what happened. He ended up getting a nice, honorable burial. And this is talking about what happened after he got hurt against when he was fighting against Aram. He still stood up and he stayed in the battle in order to give, you know, not to have his army get nervous or something. He wanted to make sure that they were going to continue fighting. So he stood up and he did such a thing. So therefore, and we see they ended up getting a good burial. Kach, this is what happened. So, Bun of Shavi Shwalach is Kamakama. How much more so the honor they should get? Now we take it back a drop. The Pasuk, the Gemara says, Amrili Ravel Rabbi Bar Mori. Says, Ksibbe B'Tzidkiyo. It says by Tzidkiyo, but Shalom Thomas is going to die in peace. So, Ksib, but we have another Pasuk that says, Ves Eini Tzidkiyo Iver. They blinded the eyes of Tzidkiyo. This is bad news that the story is how they got Tzidkiyo and they took him and the Nebuchadnezzar did some pretty bad stuff to him. One of the things is he blinded him. So, what do you mean that he was. He was given B'Shalom Thomas. He died in peace. Amalei says back to him, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemes V'chanetza B'yamav. V'chanetza ended up dying during his days, died before, and therefore ended up getting out, and he ended up dying not when he was there, but when he was already out. One more little bit for the evening, and that is the following, V'amar, or the day, or the afternoon, V'amar of L'Rabba Bar Mari, K'siv Bebi Yoshio, says by Yoshio, Melech, the thing I mentioned before, L'chenin Yosif Chalav Avasecha V'nes Afta L'kiv Avasecha V'shalom, I'm going to go out and gather you up into your Avasecha, your forefathers, and you're going to be gathered up to your Kever B'shalom. V'ksiv, another person says, V'yoru Hayorim, Lamelech Yoshio, that the archers started shooting at Yoshio. Vamar Yehuda Amarav Shal So Kikivara. They made him like a sieve, like a sifter, like he shot so many arrows at him that it became extraordinarily full of holes. So which one was it? Was it in peace or was it in the fact that not so much? Amaleis is back. Hachi Amar Yochanan. This is what Yochanan says. Shaloh Chare Beis Hamikdash B'yamav. The Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in his day. So since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in his day, that's considered like he died in peace.
That only happened a lot later. Therefore, it's considered like it was in peace. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.